And hope everyone is doing well. Today's daf is daf Nun Tes. So we got to the very top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara had been talking about yesterday that if you had a bell and an inbal, the clapper, and if it were to break, the question is whether it's going to still be tameh. And the Gemara ended up concluding that since it still has a function, even though it broke, it's still going to become tameh. So that's the very top line of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Hol v'roy la kisha agavi cheres. Since it's fit for still banging against the rock or a piece of pottery, it still has a function and still creates noise. And even though it's broken, it still has a function and it's a kli. The Gemara says Itmar Nami has also stated Amar Biosi Barbi Chanina Hover Roy LaHakisha Agavi Cheres. So that's the same thing we just said before. But here the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochan Amar Hover Roy LaGamea Bomaim Latino. It's fit, nothing to do with being Mashmir Kol, nothing to do with the initial purpose, but since it has another function, they could use it to fill up water for a kid to drink from a cup. The bell's now used as a cup, so therefore it's still a kli. So we see a very interesting machlokas. When a kli breaks, if it has a different function, a new function, will that still be considered kli or not? So according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, it's only a kli if it's me'ein amalacha rishon, if it's still somewhat similar to the first purpose, which in his case is making noise and making sound, making music. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if it's a different purpose, so then it would still be considered kli and subject to the dinim of tumah. So Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? Rabbi Yochanan lo boi me'ein malacha rishona. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require that the new kli, the broken kli, has to have a similar or same purpose as the original malacha. So don't we have a brisa that says v'hatanya v'chol kli asher yoshev alav? This is in the context of a zav. So if a zav sits on a kli, it's tumas moshav, it's tamay. So the Gemara says v'chol kli asher yeshev alav, any kli that he sits on. So Yacha, one might have thought kafa sa'ah. The person has a kafa sa'ah. He turns over some type of measuring cup used to measure a saw. The Yashua ends up flipping over the basket or the bucket, and he sits and uses it as a chair. One might think that kafa tarkav, or perhaps a different measurement of a tarkav measurement, the Yashua, and he sits on this. Yay, tamay. One might think that's a tuma. It serves the function as a kise, even though it's really a bucket or box or whatever it might be. But since he's sitting on it, it might be tumas moshev as well. Tamalomar asheyeshiv alav hazav, that which he sat on the past. Which means, only that which has already been made, established, and designated as a kisei is subject to tumas moshev of a zav. But have something and use it as a chair, take a bucket and use it as a chair, that we say, get up and do your purpose, do your malacha, you're not a chair, you're a bucket. So we wouldn't extend this to a makeshift, to an artificial type of chair. So that's the din. And then the Gemara says, that's all the gabe tumazav. That it has to be, it was only tumas moshev if it was a miyuchad li yeshiva. But what about with respect to tumas mace? So the Gemara records a machlokas, and this is where the question is going to be against Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'midrasos omrim amud v'nasim lachteinu, with regards to tumazav, that's when we say, get up and do your work, you can't just be a chair if you're not a chair, but v'ein omrim b'tamei meis, amud v'nasim lachteinu. But with respect to tumas meis, which is much more severe, it's a more potent type of tumah, there we don't say, get up and do your work. If a person sits and misuses something, it still has, even though it's not the same halacha it was initially, still tumas meis has the ability to penetrate nonetheless. Or Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af omer b'tamei meis, amud v'nasim lachteinu. Even with respect to tumas meis, if you're misusing something, that won't be considered a transfer of tumas meis, only when it's doing the actual malacha that it was meant to do. So we see either way from here, that according to Rabbi Yochanan says, the only way tumah can be transferred is if it's doing the malacha it was meant to do. But if it has a different malacha, so then it wouldn't be subject to tumas meis. And so too here in this case, if this bell, this inbal had broken, so to use it for lagameya maim latino, that's a different function. That's not me'ein malachtan, and it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So a stira within Shita's Rabbi Yochanan, do we have to say that kli is me'ein malacha rishona or not me'ein malacha rishona? To which the Gemara answers, epuch kamaisa. Let's switch around the first opinions. When we initially said in the beginning of the Amud here, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, let's switch them around so that Rabbi Yochanan is consistent, whereby Rabbi Yochanan will say that the only time the bell is still tamei is only if it's only since Hol V'roy Lakisha Agabi Cheres, but it's able to still make a noise, make a sound. It is main Malacha Rishona. This way is consistent with the presentation based on the Braishla of Tumas Meis. So the Gemara says, wait a second. My chazus daf ches kemaisa epoch basraisa. Why are we switching around the first presentation of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina with respect to the bell? Maybe we should switch around epoch basraisa, the second case, and maybe with regards to Tumas Meis, we should switch Rabbi Yochanan around, and he should really say you don't need the melacha me'ein harishona. So the Gemara says, "Hashemina le'ir Rabbi Yochanan debay me'im lachav rishonim," because we already have a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, does hold that you have to have me'im lachav rishonim. Where do we find this? The Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim that teaches us that sandal shebehema shematechas. If you have a shoe, a metal shoe that goes on the animal, horseshoe, you put on the bottom of the animal, something like that probably. Rashi explains, sandal shebehema shelo lizuk b'parsoseh ba'avanim, so that the heels, the hooves, the paws, whatever it is, doesn't get injured. So what happens, says the Gemara, tame, it's tame. So why is this thing tame? It's mekabel tuma, v'lamai chazu, what's it roi for, that makes it fit to be mekabel tuma? Rashi explains, l'mai chazu, imishim behema ain't tachshel behema. If it's because it has a function for behema, we said already before many times that a tachshir behema is not a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. Like a zug, a bell and a behema is not mekabel tuma. Only if it has a function for an adam. So what's the function? What could you use the sandal shel behema shel matechas for a adam? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, roi lishros bo maim bil milchama. You could use it during the times of war where it's you don't have the utensils, cups, and needed. You could use it to drink water. That's pshat according to Rav. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Roy Losuch Bo Shemin B'Machama. You could use it in order to help smear oil on the skin to anoint oneself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that's why we want the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, you know why? What the function? Why to kli? Because B'Sha Shebarech Mina Kerev, when a person's running away from the army, the soldiers, the enemy, Manicha Baraglov, he himself could put it on his foot. Virat Al Kotzin Val Habrakanim, he could run on all types of thorns and nails and to protect himself. So it is roi for adam, three different shatim, either because you could use it to drink, you could use it for oil, or you could use it to run away. So we see from here, though, the Rabbi Yochanan says the only reason why this is a kli, it's because it's me'ein melacha rishona. It's similar to the melacha of the behema on his feet, the human as well, it's on his foot. So that's why it's me'ein melacha. And since we see Rabbi Yochanan says that in this context, and that's apparently this has been accepted as Rabbi Yochanan Shita, we have to make sure all the other presentations of Rabbi Yochanan are consistent me'ein melacha rishona. So that's why by the Tumas Meis, he says me'ein melacha rishona has to be the initial melacha. And so too with respect to the bell, we switch it around, whereby he's the one who says that hol v'roi lakisho agabe cheres. So now the Gemara wants to know what are the nafkaminas between these three shitas here about what the sandal shel behema shematechas is fit for. So my bain Rav Rabbi Yechanina, what's the difference between Rav who says it's about you could use it to drink water versus Rabbi Chanina who says its purpose is to use for shemen? So ika benai dimais, if it's disgusting, Rashi explains the last four lines of the Amud here, ika benai dimais l'Rav lo metame dein roi lishos. So if it's disgusting, no one would ever use this to drink from. Therefore, it would not be mekabel tuma. But according to Rav Sicha Lesle, Kesavar ein molichin shemen lemelchama lasuch. So according to Rav, he's not concerned the fact that it's mias. Who cares if it's disgusting? You're just putting it on your skin, the oil in the skin, you're not putting it in your mouth, and therefore it was malus, it would still be mekabel tuma according to Rabbi Chanina. So then the Gemara says, what about according to the difference between Bein Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says that a person, a human, an adam, could wear it. And Rabbi Chanina says it's Roy Lasuch Shemin. So what's the nafkamina? Ika benayu diyakir. If it's very, very heavy. If it's very heavy, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't run around. The human can't run around with a heavy shoe, a heavy metal shoe. It's only Roy for a behema, an ox, a cow, but not a human. But if it's heavy, you can still use it to rub oil on the skin. So now the Gemara says, last two lines here, v'lo ba'ir shazav. We said mentioned the other day that the golden crown of some sort that the women would wear, they shouldn't wear that in Rishus HaRabim. So my ba'ir shazav, what does this mean even, the city of gold? So Rabba bar Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yushlaim didahava, Yushlaim of gold, the golden Yushlaim, kedavle Rabbi Akiva, the devesa, like Rabbi Akiva had said to his wife. So what's the ma'aseh of his wife? So the Rashi refers to the Gemara, Maseches Nedarim, this is where Rabbi Akiva and his wife Kalba Shavua was Rabbi Kiva's father-in-law, where he sent him away because he didn't have any, he didn't want to work, and he was an Am Haaretz, and he ended up living in poverty, living in, on straw and hay, and nothing really much there. And Rabbi Akiva says to his wife, I wish I had money to get you this Yushalayim to the Hava, this golden Yushalayim as a crown. In the end of the day, we know he became very wealthy. When he returned after many years, he became very wealthy. Kalba Shavua gave him an incredible fortune. And he ended up, the Yushalmi says, he ended up giving to his wife this golden Yushalayim, whereby the Yushalmi records here, the Yushalmi in Masechah Shabbos, that Rabbi Gamliel's wife was very jealous of Rabbi Akiva's wife. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, he was very, very wealthy. And she was very jealous because Rabbi Akiva's wife had this golden crown and she did not. Now, there is an interesting, discussion in the Shaila, but the Gemara says that Tanur Rabbanan lo teita isha ba'ir shows up. A woman should not go out with this golden Yushalayim, this crown of some sort. V'miyotzef, she goes out chayevas chatas, she's chayevachatas, divrei Rabbi Meir, chayevachatas. So before we go to the next opinions here, so the Pnei Yeshua asks the question, why are you chayevachatas here? You only chayevachatas when you carry in a normal way. Carrying a normal way means I'm holding it in my hand, I'm carrying it in my pocket. But wearing a crown isn't a normal way to carry. That's a shino. Carrying means using your hands, using a normal way. So Pnei Yeshua gives an answer that seems intuitive to us, that normal means the normal way you would wear it during the week. Normal doesn't mean only holding your hand. If a crown is meant to be worn in your head, that's normal. So you look at during the week how it's worn, and that would be normal on Shabbos as well. So it comes up, interestingly, that there was a question posed to Shuvah Shol Meshiv that he was asked that maybe glasses shouldn't be a problem of being worn on Shabbos because it's worn in the nose. That's a normal. It's an abnormal way to carry something. It's a shinoi. This is my discussion, by the way, in today's Daf and Practice about sunglasses on Shabbos. So it's not a normal way to carry on your nose. So Shol Meshiv says, no, based on the Pnei Yeshua on today's Daf, that whatever's normal, how they normally wear it during the week, that would dictate what's normal on Shabbos as well. And since glasses are normally worn on Shabbos, on the week, on the nose, that's considered normally carrying and would be a violation of the Chiv Chatas. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one cannot wear glasses on Shabbos. Why not? The Rama talks about carrying wearing a glasses case. But he says with respect to that you're not allowed to. But certainly glasses you can't wear either because they fall off the nose, a person's going to take them off and he's going to carry them in Rosh Hashanah. So the poskim say, well, nowadays our glasses are very different. Our glasses sit tightly on the nose, tightly around the ears, and therefore it's not so much of a concern. They say, how do you define how fitting is glasses? If you bend your head down, your glasses don't fall off, that means it's tight and there's no concern. Chazanish was still concerned, he was still choshish for the Mishnah Berurah, and he felt that a person should only wear glasses in a karmelis, but if a person's in a Rosh Hashanah Abim Deraisa, a person should not wear glasses. But either way, we see that if it's the normal way to wear it during the week, that's called the normal way to wear it even on Shabbos, and would possibly be subject to carrying on Shabbos. With respect to sunglasses and others, that's part of the discussion, again, about whether or not a person would take them off or not when wearing them on Shabbos. So back inside the Gemara now. So with respect to, again, this be'ir, shazav, so according to Rabbi Meir, if one carries it, he is the one who wears it. One is chay v'chatas. Chachamim omrim lo teis, a person should not go out wearing this. However, v'myatzav, a woman goes out wearing it to her, she's potter. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yotze Isha Beir Shazav Lichachila, a person's allowed to go out and wear this Beir Shazav. So the Gemara says, B'mayi Kamithli, what's this three way machlokis? What's the Nakudis of machlokis? Rabbi Meir Safar Mosolu, this is considered a weight, it's considered carrying something, and therefore Chai Vechatas. Rabbanan Savre Tachshit, who? Now there's a decoration, you're allowed to wear Tachshit, and you can wear ornaments, you can wear jewelry. But the reason why they say it's aser, pater val aser, Dilma Shalfi Machve Le, she might end up showing it to her friend, and of aser liasu, you might carry it because of a gezeira. Chacham felt it was aser, and Rabbi Eliezer Savarman Darchal Mepek Bir Shazav. Who's the type of woman who would walk out with such a type of crown, or such a golden crown, a city of gold? It's only an Isha Chashuva, a very, very important woman. An Isha Chashuva Lamal Shalfi Machve, a woman, a Chashuva woman, doesn't take off her jewelry and show it to friends, and therefore it's of no concern. So this is interesting, Isha Chashuva here. So there's a discussion, a side topic, but this Hilchos Shabbos comes up based on this, that when it comes to taking a Sefer Torah out of a shul, we don't take it out of a Sefer Torah for shul unless it's Adam Chashuv. In other words, let's say a person's in jail and we want to bring him a Sefer Torah so he can lane, Zohar, whatever the parsha might be. So the din is, the Mordechai writes, we don't take it out unless we put it there for a couple of days beforehand so it has a set place. We don't like the Sefer Torah to be moved from place to place. It's not just like an object. This is the Sefer Torah we're talking about. So the Ramah writes that if it's a... If it's a Adam Chashiv, so then you'd be allowed to take it out for an Adam Chashiv. So how do you define Adam Chashiv? So the Chida writes that he was not makel with respect to the Ramah. He wasn't makel for putting the Sefer Torah in a place 2 or 3 days before him. He wasn't makel for an Adam Chashiv. So he didn't think that was correct. But either way, how do you define Adam Chashiv? According to the Ramah, who paskins that you can take it out for an Adam Chashiv, how do you define Adam Chashiv? So it's interesting, he says, because the Chida says, Adam Chashiv, we don't find anywhere by Sefer Torah. The only time we have the relevance of Adam Chashiv is with respect to two halachas, with respect to Hilchos Shabbos, and with respect to Hilchos Avodah Zarah. With respect to Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we have by Bishul Akum, we discussed this, I think, maybe in the second or third parak, that by Bishul Akum, even though that there are kulas, that there's an item that's Einu Nechachai, rather an item that is Nechachai, that's eaten raw, so then if it's cooked, it's not subject to Bishul Akum. And so too, if it's an item that's not Olam Shulch Malachim, it's not served at the king's table, that's also not subject to Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is only relevant if it's inedible raw, and it's also something very fancy you'd serve it at a wedding or in the palace. So even though there are some kulas, the Gemara says Adam Chashiv should not rely on any of these kulas within Goy cooking. So we have a kula with an Adam Chashiv, or rather a chumrah of an Adam Chashiv by Avodah Zarah, and we have Adam Chashiv by Shabbos as well in this particular case. But with respect to other areas, by Hilchos Sefer Torah, Kavod Sefer Torah, we don't have such a concept, and therefore the Chida was not so comfortable with this heter, this kula of the Ramah. So back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says a klila, which is a tiara, which is what a lot of the kalas wear, a little tiara, small little crown, usually the veils are attached to it. So the Gemara says it's a crown. So Rav Aser Shmuel Shari, Rav prohibited from using this, and Shmuel permitted one to wear this on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Daniska kuliyam lo pligidi aser, if it's a very fancy one, it's a hammered type of plate made of gold or silver, that they agree you're not allowed to go out with it. That's aser, everyone says. Because it's they're concerned that the person might take it, something chashiv, and if it falls out, you're going to carry it, you're not going to leave a gold or silver there. So therefore, that was aser. Kipligi, when they argue, is daruksa, which is some type of a cloth, some type of fabric. And the Gemara says, Marsava aniska ikr, so it's a aruksa, it has some gold and silver on it, some gems, some jewels, but it's mainly a piece of cloth. So here the Gemara says, Marsava aniska ikr, one felt that the silver and gold, even though it's not the main part, but that's really viewed as the primary part, and therefore if it falls off, a person would want to show it to the friend and end up carrying it. But Marsava aruksa ikr, no, it's a piece of cloth, it's a piece of it's a piece of fabric, and therefore there's no concern a person might take it off and one may wear it. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Masni Lakula, he was lenient. That Ruksa Tchulyam, he had the whole discussion more leniently. He says, That Ruksa Tchulyam Alopligi, the shark. When it comes to a Kalila that's made of cloth, even though it might have some silver and gold and ornaments and other pearls and jewels on it, that everyone agrees with Mutter. Kipligi, the Aniska, when they're arguing is when it's made of silver or gold entirely. That's where there's a machlokas. The Mar Savar Dilma Shalfa Machia. Since it's made of gold and silver, a person might take it off and show her friend, and therefore Asali assume, might carry it, therefore it's awesome. No. Man Darkal Mepak Beklila, who's the one who wears his tiaras, these crowns? Isha Chashuva. The Isha Chashuva lo shalfa machve. Women Adam Chashuv doesn't say a woman Isha Chashuva doesn't take off her jewelry and show it to her friends, and therefore it's permitted. So Amrle Rav Shmuel Bar Chana al Rav Yosef, Beperish Amrislan Mishmei Dirav Klila Shari. We heard explicitly in the name of Rav that a Klila, this type of crown, is permitted on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amrile le Rav, Asa, he says to Rav, Asa gavar Rabba Aricha Lenarda. A very tall person came to Narda. Umatle, and he was limping. Vidarish Klila Sharin, he had said it's permitted. So who is this Amar Man gavar Rabba Arika of Ditle? Who is the person, the tall man who got injured? Levi, that's Levi, the Maisa Levi. The Gemara says there are two different reasons why Levi had gotten injured. So one of them was Rashi points out that he was showing what a Keda was, and he got injured, showing how to bow down in such a way. So he got injured in doing this. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina Nach Nafshe de Rabbi Afes. We see from here that it must be that Rav Afes had died. The Yasser Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, Rabbi Chanina now is in charge, and Rabbi Chanina and Levi were like Chavrusas, good friends of Lahavale, Inishla Levi Lemesav, and Levi had no one to sit with, Gave, because of Lahachi, so he came here. So what's this whole Maisa here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Nach Nafshe de Rabbi Afes, Mosechas Ksubas Bahanos, Daf Kuv Gimel, I'm reading, we say, the Chishach of Rebbe, Amar Rebbe Chanina, when Rebbe died, Amar Rebbe Chanina Barhama Yashabarosh, that he said Rebbe Chanina was in charge of Lokiba, love Rebbe Chanina, Rabbi Chanina shaya Rabbi office gadol mimenu sheisharim v'yasu Rabbi office bereisha b'toch shi Rabbi Chanina chashiva lo nichatz beis medrasha. Rabbi Chanina wouldn't enter into the base medrash because Rabbi Chanina was more chashiv than Rabbi office. V'haya yoshi b'chutz, he would sit outside the base medrash mishum kvado yashiv lo Levi etzlo, and because of the kavod of Rabbi Chanina, Levi had stayed outside. So we see from here that it must be that Kasi Lahach, Rashi says, Shlahaya Rabbi Chanina Gadol Heimanu, Lo Batarav Lo Bamashanim, Lo Nekav Lay Levi Ubalakan. So with Levi, which hang out with Rabbi Chanina, they were contemporaries. But, when your contemporary becomes in charge, it's hard perhaps to say in the same base medrash of a contemporary, a person you grew up with, a person you have chavrusas with. So when Rav Afis was in charge, so Levi and Rabbi Chanina stayed outside together. Now Rav Afis died, Rabbi Chanina became in charge, so Levi didn't want to be a Talmud to his own friend, so he had to leave. He had no one to hang out with outside, no more contemporaries left, and he couldn't be inside, so he came out over here. So that's where Levi ended up coming to Naharta. So the Gemara then says, V'dilma noch nafshi dir b'chanina. Maybe Rabbi Chanina passed away. And so Levi wasn't going to go inside with Rav Afis there, so he left because he had no friends outside. Rabbi Afetz could decay, maybe Rabbi Afetz was still alive. And maybe Levi had no one to hang out with outside, and that's why he came to Harda. So the Gemara says a fascinating point here, and we know this, but it's just beautiful to see this inside. In Isa the Rabbi Chanina Shachiv, if Rabbi Chanina really had passed away, and Levi, Rabbi Afetz, Makiv Havikaifle, Levi would have been kafif to Rabbi Afetz that he would have been comfortable with. So it must have been that Rabbi Afetz died. If Rabbi Chanina died, Levi would have been, Levi was a meshubit, he was kafif to Rabbi Afis, he really was. He was just trying to keep Rabbi Chanina company. If Rabbi Chanina died, he would have went inside and stayed with Rabbi Afis, that's true. But soon, moreover, Rabbi Chanina lo sagi de la malach, it wouldn't have been enough had Rabbi Chanina not ever been in charge, had he not been the Rosh Hashiva. Meaning Rabbi Chanina must have been the Rosh Hashiva. So there must have been a time where Rabbi Afis died and Rabbi Chanina served the Rosh Hashiva. Why is that? Tichihava konechi nafshi du Rebbe. When Rebbe was dying, Amr, he had said, Chanina b'Rebbe Chama yosu b'Rosh. She had appointed Rabbi Chanina as the Rosh Hashiva. Now, whatever reason, it didn't happen at the time, but he did appoint him to be Rosh Hashiva. V'ksiba tzuhub b'tzadikim. It says, with respect to tzadikim, v'sigzor omer v'yokam lach, that Tzaddik goes there, the Kaddish Baruch Hu Mekayim, if you will, when the Tzaddik says something must happen. So since Rebbe had said that Rabbi Chanina will be Rosh Hashiva, it must happen, it has to happen. So it must, since it didn't happen initially, because Rabbi Afis became in control, it must be that he died, Rabbi Afis died, to allow Rabbi Chanina to serve as the Rosh Hashiva for some time. So the Gemara then says, Darish Levi Darshan bin Harda, Klila Sharis, so he darshaned when he was in Harda, that one is allowed to wear the Klila, it's permitted on Shabbos. Nafik Esen V'Arba Klili Mikula Narda. So the 24 different tiaras came from Narda, I guess 24 women ended up wearing it in light of this psak of Levi. So then Darish Rabba Bar Avua B'Mechuza, he made the identical psak, a drasha, in a different city, Mechuza, Klila Shari, you're allowed to wear the Klila on Shabbos, and Vanafki Tamne Sari Klila Mechada Mevoa. And the 18 women wore crowns on Shabbos from one particular area of the city. So the Gemara now says, one second here, Gwarna says, okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shmuel Kamra Shari, one's allowed to wear a very fancy belt that's permitted on Shabbos. Rashi says, Avnet Chashiv, very Chashiv belt, Yesh Shosimos Tasha Sazav, somewhere from gold, Yesh Shosimos over Tzua Mishpilot Zav, some make from leather with some golden decorations, Vavanim Kruosba and other gems and diamonds and whatnot, that's allowed to be worn on Shabbos. Some say daruksa, some say it's referring to some fabric type of belt with some gold and silver and jewels. Amr of Safar of Safar says, me did have a talis muzuhevis, no different than a person wearing a decorated shirt with gold. Vikdami, others say daniska, that you're allowed to wear if it's made from silver entirely. A silver or gold belt is also permitted. No different than the king's belts that were made of gold and silver. So either way, it's a different reports of what was allowed. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Avnet Shamalachim she'asei kula diniska. Apparently the belts that the kings would wear would be made from silver or gold entirely. V'chol Yisrael b'nei malachim ruim lo. And since the Mishnah tells us, we have several statements throughout Gemara, that Bnei Yisrael considered princes, were considered Bnei Malachim, therefore, even though we may not be wearing them, and we may not be have the money for it, but those who do, the Bnei Malachim, it's fit for everyone to wear. Those who have access to such fancy belts may in fact wear them just like actual kings wear them. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Kamra ilave hemyana mai. What if a person wants to wear one of these fancy belts on top of a regular belt? A regular belt, he wears a regular belt that's allowed, but now he wants to wear a second one on top, a fancy belt. This gets into a discussion of wearing, you know, a coat on top of a coat, a shirt on top of a coat, a hat cover on top of a hat, all these types of things. With respect to two belts, is that allowed? So Amar Leia, Trey Hemyanu Kamer, you're talking about two belts, to wear two belts one on top of the next? That's not allowed. Why do you need two belts for it? So Rashi says, Trey Hemyanu Kamer, Habade Masahu, that's certainly considered carrying something extra. V'asu, that's certainly prohibited. That's his first understanding in Rashi. So Gemara then says, Amar Ravashi, Hai Rasuka, I Islei Mifrechyasa, Shari V'ilo Asr. So Rashi says, Rasukas chatiras mil rechava, a piece of a, I don't know, wide type of a coat of some sort. So, one second here. They define it here, it's, the way Rashi said it, it's like a wide strap of metal that went around the body. Is that allowed? So, I islay mafrechaisa, sorry, if it has ties on it, that's not going to fall off, that's permitted. Vilo, there would be aser to wear. So now the Gemara goes into some of the other details we mentioned in the Mishnah. V'lo b'katla, a person can't wear katla, my katla, minakte, fare, some type of a crumb catcher, that's how they define it here in the article, but it's a bib, so a person can't not wear a bib on Shabbos, that's not allowed. Rashi says, Rashi explains exactly what it is, but in essence it's really just a bib. So then the Gemara says, what about nizamim wearing rings? That's nizmi ha'af, it's referring to nose rings. But the earrings are permitted, that happens all the time, but nose rings are not permitted. So Rashi says, just look at Rashi first, wide line down, the end of the line, Rashi says, Nizmei ha'af, nose rings are not allowed, aval Nizmei ha'ozen, rings in the ear, earrings in other words, mutarn lechachila, you're allowed to wear lechachila, detrich le'milsa le'mishleif v'achuyu, it's hard to take them off and on, much harder to remove earrings than it is to remove nose rings, mipnei she'osnea mechusas b'kishurin, they're covered up, and therefore much more challenging to show them, so earrings are allowed while nose rings are not allowed. So then the Gemara says, a ring that doesn't have a stamp on it, a signature, that is aser. So hayesh alechosim. If it does have a chosim, you're chayeves, you're chayev. It's chayev deraisa, chayev chatas. Amalav tachshe. We see that a ring, a matabeya, patabas with a chosim is chayev chatas. Or Minu asks the Gemara, is that really true? Tachshite nashim tameim. We said the different pieces of jewelry of women are tameim. Ve'elohein tachshite nashim. The following is a list of the jewelry that women wear. Katlals, which are chokers, nizamim are earrings, tabals are rings, tabas, bein sheish alechosim, bein shen alechosim, whether or not it has a chosim or not a chosim, beniz me'af, nose rings. So we see from here that even if it has a chosim, it's even that a chosim, it's chai v'chatas. So the Gemara says, Amar Bizeira lo kasha, there is no contradiction, ha Rabbi Nechemia, ha Rabban. It depends who we're talking about here. And the Gemara explains, what's the difference between Rabban and Rabbi Nechemia? If the ring is metal and the signet is an almog, a piece of wood, that's temeya. He shall almog, if the ring is almog, that's wood, the signet is shematechas, that's tahor. Depends what the main part of the ring is. If the ring is metal, it's tameh. If the ring is wood, it's tahor. That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Nechemia metame, he says it's all metame. Shehaya Rabbi Nechemia Omer, but tabas halach achar chosm. You go based on the chosm. So if the chosm is metal, it's tame. The chosm is wood, it's not. But all halach achar simlonava, when it comes to a yoke that the animals carry, it all goes based on the pegs, where the pegs are made of wood versus metal. But kol, when it comes to kolava, holech achar kolav is some type of board that you display things on. That's basulam. All these things, it says, holech achar, again, b'kol, holech achar masmerav, you go based on what types of nails are being used. B'sulam, when it comes to a ladder, holech achar shlivos, we go based on the rungs. B'arsi, when it comes to some type of scale, holech achar shalosav, you go based on the chains. B'chacham omrim hakol, holech achar maim, you go based on what is holding, what is preserving it. So we see from here, either way, that there's a difference between, according to the Chachamim, that it goes based on the ring itself, and according to Menachemia, it goes based on the Chosem itself. So that's the difference between those two different prices. We're going to, again, learn more tomorrow on this topic of these different rings, but we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.